I'm saying that you should stop with the angry stuff.
Wrath, he interrupted. Not angry stuff. It's wrath. Different thing entirely.
Right, okay. Well, stop with that then.
But we're in the level of wrath,
he pointed out again, this time pedantically. I crossed my arms and glared at him. Okay, and so that means you all have to exact that wrath. You have no choice. You can't just stand up to the pain like everyone else in the world and choose to be positive?
All right, Tony Robbins,
said another void.
Relax already.
Shut up, Michelle,
said the main one before turning back to me.
Sorry, she can be a bit trying at times.
Up yours, Keith,
she hissed back.
Anyway, Keith continued, you were saying that we could choose not to be who we are?
I scrunched my face at him and looked around at all of their, well, faces again. Aren't you doing that right now? I asked pointedly. More murmurs and then vigorous nods.
My goodness, we are.
Feels a bit better than being douchey, doesn't it? I asked.
Nope.
Shut up, Michelle.
Keith spat over his shoulder.
Yes, it does feel better. But our jobs...
Our shitty jobs, I interrupted. I mean, come on. Going through life with the sole purpose of making others want to kill themselves or the people around them? What kind of gig is that? There was no response. Aren't there things you'd rather be doing with your lives? Don't you have any dreams? One of the voids raised its hand tentatively. Yeah? I said as they all turned toward it.
I want to be a poet.
A poet?
The others replied in unison.
Yes.
There was quiet for a moment.
Well then,
said Keith in a supportive voice,
go ahead and recite one of your poems, Estelle.
She put her hand on her chest.
Oh, I couldn't.
The others began coaxing her to share her poetry with them.
If you're sure you want to hear it, I suppose,
Estelle said finally. The crowd started chanting,
poem, poem, poem.
Well, all right.
Estelle reached into one of her pockets and pulled out a small journal. She thumbed through it for a moment and then cleared her throat.
The sun sends love for flowers. The moon dries tears you cry. The heart soars high like towers. Die, fucker, die.
Nobody said a word. They all just stared at Estelle.
It's called Die, Fucker, Die,
she said a moment later. Silence.
You don't like it?
Silence again.
I suppose the first few lines could use a little work,
Estelle mumbled as she tucked the notebook back into her cloak.